Cairns burn survivor and advocate Carol Meyer sadly passed away on the weekend from cancer. Carol suffered burns to 85% of her body from a house fire about 2 decades ago, actually. In fact, a little bit over 2 decades ago. She wasn't expected to survive, and her body was burnt almost beyond recognition. Not only did Carol survive, she went on to become an advocate and inspiration for other burn survivors. And one man who got to know Carol Meyer very well is Cairns-based photographer Brian Cassie. Portrait shot of Carol by Brian won awards around the world and were even beamed into space. And he's here now with us on Drive this afternoon. Brian, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Well, it's not a pleasure. It would be better if it was under better circumstances, but hello.
We'll honour Carol's memory now through your lens. So how did... Let's just start actually with a bit of a reminder to the audience of who Carol Meyer was as you knew her and what happened to her that kind of put her on your radar as a professional photographer.
Okay, well, I was a little bit late to the piece. I didn't meet Carol until 2011, which was, I think, 11 years after she was burnt badly in the fire in Cairns. I was asked to photograph her for a feature on her life up till then. And we really hit it off right from the start.
How special was Carol Meyer as a photograph subject? Because you come across people every day that you see through your lens. What stood out as being special and different about Carol?
Well, it changed a little bit over the years. When I first met Carol in 2011, she was a little bit shy. And I was a little bit nervous as well, meeting somebody in Carol's situation. But we had a cup of coffee, we sat down, we had a chat, and we hit it off. And we made some great images that first meeting in 2011, one of which went on to win awards around the country, as you stated, including a Walkley Portrait Prize. And I thought, you know, that was it for a while. But I had an idea for more photographs of Carol showing a deeper effects of the fire on her body and on herself. But she was a wonderfully strong person from the start.
This woman was horrifically burnt, almost beyond recognition. Why did she choose to do these portrait photographs with you, which were so revealing and so hauntingly beautiful?
She had her own reasons, and her own reason was, which was part of her character and part of her nature. All she could see was helping other burn survivors. And she thought by posing for these photographs and being shown in the rawest situation was going to give strength to other burn survivors. It was like, see, you can do anything.
So much of the challenge of being a good photographer is putting the subject at ease. Was that difficult when you first approached Carol Meyer and started working with her?
Well, the first session was a couple of hours long, and the first hour was just talking. It was just sitting down, talking, having a cup of coffee, listening to her story and listening to my rationale about what I wanted and why I wanted to take photographs, etc. And it just worked. But after that meeting, I had the ideas for these other further photographs. And to be brutally honest, I didn't have the courage to, you know, ring up Carol and say, look, Carol, I want to do more. I want to show more of what you've been through in a photograph. And for a couple of years, it was eating me away. And eventually I rang up and said, Carol, can you have a cup of coffee? I've got something to ask you. And that's how the second set of pictures came about.
Carol Meyer underwent something like more than 100 surgeries following the accident that left her with burns to 85% of her body. What were those first photographs like? I could imagine they were probably more posed shots. It didn't necessarily show the extent of her injuries.
They were posed shots. The one that stood out was her face, which was like a road map, but this road map was... The thing about this road map was there's these beautiful blue eyes looking out at you from this road map, and she had this smudge red lipstick on because she hadn't really got much in the way of lips, and it just stares down the camera lens and draws you in. And It showed the strength of Carol, and that is the thing about Carol. She said to me at the time that those photographs gave her the courage to do more and get out of her shell and go and do what she wanted to do, which was to highlight that, you know, burns are not the end of your life. They are just the beginning, and you can do what you want.
We're hearing here from Brian Cassie. Here's a Cairns photographer whose photos of burns survivor Carol Meyer have resonated around the world over the years. In fact, a photo by you, Brian, was shortlisted in the Portrait of Humanity project. What was that all about?
It was a worldwide photographic competition showcasing humanity around the planet. And one portrait of Carol, which shows a lot of skin and a lot of the effects of the fire, was shortlisted. And part of the prize was that the image you selected would be sent up into space and projected on a screen with a background of space, and then the digital files were transmitted through space and time for eternity. And I think at the moment that's really appropriate. Today, by the way, it's Carol's birthday.
Yeah, it would have been her birthday today. And she passed away from cancer on the weekend. It hit a lot of people pretty hard to hear that she'd passed, given she'd been such a presence in the community, had not chosen to hide away despite the nature of her injuries and wanted other burn survivors to know that it was okay to be seen. Your photos, your more recent photos with her, she posed essentially naked, is that right?
Not completely, and we've corrected people at times on that, but from what you can see, yes. But she did have some clothes on. But
what do you think the impact of those images have been as they've been seen around the world? What would you like to think the legacy of those photos are and Carol's decision to allow you to take them?
Well, the number one effect is that Carol loved them, and it gave her strength to keep going and strength to maintain her push and gave her the confidence to go out there and advocate for other burn survivors.
And Brian, I mean, Carol sounds like she got a lot out of the photos. What did you learn from her, working with her?
Well, I learned from her. I learned about strength of character. She showed mountains of that. She had an amazing sense of humour in every situation. I watched her around giving talks to crowds of people and saw videos of her in the States and things like that, and she was just out there. And she was going for it. And one of the initial lessons was that I got from it is don't procrastinate, because I procrastinated for a few years between the first set of pictures and the second set of pictures, because I was too timid to approach Carol. And you just got to go with your gut feeling. I had a gut feeling, and you just